Welcome back to another episode of Academy Days. Enjoy the story. Academy Days, Episode 64, An Open Book. Lacey Winters jumped so hard, she dropped her change purse right on Ramsey's feet. Coins rolled in every direction across the bakery floor. Gulp. Ramsey had 6 inches on her, and yeah, his eyes really were stormy. Not the romantically ardent kind of stormy, though. More like, I'm going to smash this donut in your face kind of stormy. You don't get out much, do you? He said. Huh? Lacey took a step back. Most people know it's creepy to stare and to invade personal space. He shouldered past her. But now you do know. He strode out the front door of Schroeder's Bakery. How rude, Sophie said from behind the counter. Lacey scrambled to pick up her money. Had her surveillance been so obvious? She'd read in Miss Page's back reading corner for nearly a half hour while Nadia and Ramsey did their homework. Then, when Ramsey had come over to the bakery for coffee, Lacey had counted to 100 before following. You were kind of staring, though, Lace, and standing really close to him in line. Do you have a crush on that guy? Who is he, anyway? Sophie leaned on the counter. A crush? Fiery heat spread over Lacey's face. I'm investigating him. Sophie grinned. Oh, that's another way to put it. Sounds less juvenile. More like a criminal background check to make sure he's all legit. She tapped her fingernails on the counter. He is very easy on the eyes, as my grandma would say, but I guess he's also fairly aware of said quality. Makes a guy kind of arrogant, you know. You'd better give that one up. Lacey rolled her eyes and plunked her change purse down onto the counter. I really am investigating him. Something suspicious is happening at Turn the Page. The bookstore next door? Sophie asked. Lacey nodded. They keep asking to look at the rare books. They. Ramsey and Nadia? Their brother and sister, I think. Anyway, Miss Page is their aunt. That makes sense. I've seen them around, just never really met them. And the rare books. You mean those gorgeous ones Miss Page keeps tucked away in the cases behind the counter? Yes. Nadia and Ramsey do their homework. Then one of them asks to see a rare book. Sometimes Nadia, sometimes Ramsey. The thing is, at that point, they're at 2 different places in the shop. Or one goes outside, and I can't keep my eyes on both of them to figure out what they're doing. Sophie squinted. Maybe they aren't doing anything. But then why did Nora catch Nadia in the bookstore after hours once? Why did I see Ramsey talking on the phone with a book in the alley one time? Who reads in the alley? Why do they put something in the mail sometimes after Miss Page locks up? Sophie shrugged. Knowing Miss Page, she probably doesn't care if her own niece is in the store after hours. And maybe Ramsey was in the alley because he was talking on the phone. You know, being considerate. As for making use of the U.S. Postal Service, doesn't everybody? Lacey counted out the money to pay for a hot chocolate. But when they ask for the rare books, they don't read them. They just flip through the pages for a while and pretend to read. And then, lots of times, Miss Page gets called away from the counter while the book is out of the case. A pile of books falls over, some kind of disturbance happens out on the street, a mouse sighting in the nonfiction section, and off scurries Miss Page, leaving the book unguarded. She ought to be able to trust her own niece and nephew, even with something as valuable as a first edition, Sophie said, combining steamed milk, cocoa, and sugar for Lacey's drink. Whipped cream? Lacey nodded, frustration bubbling up like the froth on the drink Sophie was preparing. I still think it all adds up to just plain fishy. So Nora's suspicious of them too? Sophie asked. Yeah, but she's been all into debate lately. I think she's forgotten all about our little mystery. Lacey accepted her hot chocolate and breathed in its rich scent. Besides, Nora's kind of different all of the sudden. I can't place my finger on it. Sophie smiled. You should ask her what's up. Maybe. You have to find the right moment to ask Nora personal questions. Lacey looked back toward the street as the lamps atop the iron posts clicked on in the dusky light. I guess I'd better head home. You going to stake out the bookstore tomorrow, too? Sophie asked. Lacey shrugged. I think I blew my cover. Oh, detective talk. Sophie glanced over her shoulder at the kitchen visible through the dividing window. Tell you what, tomorrow, I'll ask Dad for a half-hour break. I'll come over and help you spy. Really? Perks of working for your own dad, huh? Lacey grinned. Thanks, Sophie. Okay, see you tomorrow. She waved and left the shop, carefully avoiding even looking towards the bookstore. Imagine being accused of staring, not knowing the basic rules of society. Ugh, so insulting. The next afternoon, Lacey and Sophie walked towards Turn the Page, falling in behind a group coming from the direction of Easton Public High. One block up, Sophie said. See that group of band kids? Lacey scanned up the street and spotted some students loaded down with black instrument cases. Ramsey doesn't have one, she said. Maybe he plays the drums or something. Looks like Nadia plays a violin. Sophie elbowed Lacey. This is totally making me feel like a spy. Too bad neither of us can afford those watches that connect to your phones. At the bookstore, Sophie promised to return as soon as she could, and Lacey stepped inside the space that smelled like paper and relaxation. Maybe she should avoid the couches in the back today. She settled into an armchair cozied in the front corner opposite the counter area and its adjoining reading circle. The Peanuts comics and the stuffed Snoopies partially blocked her view, but if she sat up straight and craned her neck, she could still see Miss Page sorting bookmarks. If Ramsey and Nadia got all interested in a rare book, Lacey wouldn't miss a thing. Sophie came through the front door a few minutes later, spotted Lacey, gave her a tiny nod, and meandered away between the bookshelves. Now, if only Nadia and Ramsey would follow through with their suspicious behavior. Oh, here came Nadia, twisting her strawberry blonde hair up into a clip as she strolled towards the counter. These are great, Nadia said, picking up one of the bookmarks. Who knew old reference books could be made into something so vintage and pretty? I had to do something with all those encyclopedias and dictionaries. It was too painful to simply throw them all away. Miss Page picked a tassel out of a colorful pile nearby and wove it through the hole punch at the top of the bookmark. And your Aunt Patricia has been scolding me about my low profits. I knew I was opening myself up for all kinds of advice when I let her handle the store account, but numbers just boggle my mind. Anyway, these bookmarks will be a nice supplement. Aunt Page, Nadia looked around, an exasperated expression on her face. Selling a few bookmarks, even cool vintage ones, isn't going to make that much of a difference in your profits. I see your mother has been talking to Patricia. Pamela and Patricia versus Page, the story of my life. If you just sell the rare book collection, Nadia said. Miss Page shook her head. I told you, a collector would just stow them away where nobody could enjoy them. Besides, your grandpa left them to me because he knew I valued them beyond their financial worth. Nadia dropped the bookmark back onto the counter. But I'm sure grandpa would want the best for you, especially when your business is struggling. Page nodded. I'm sure he would. Don't worry, dear. I'm coming up with some ideas to increase sales. What ideas? Nadia asked. Miss Page smiled. Wait and see. You really do have the Patricia Pamela persistence gene, which isn't a bad thing if patience is exercised too. Nice alliteration, Nadia plopped down into a nearby chair. Miss Page laughed. Literary devices do go to my head sometimes. Ramsay made his appearance 2 minutes later and asked to see Silas Marner out of the rare books collection. Okay, now something was going to happen, but what? Lacey knelt on the chair to get a better view, ready to duck down if either Ramsay or Nadia looked her way. Weren't you reading this one last week? I had to read it for high school English, I think, Miss Page said as she climbed the ladder and opened a glass door. She pulled a cinnamon-colored volume from the shelf. Now be careful. The binding on this one is loose. Ramsay took the book and settled into the reading circle by the counter, just as Nadia had done with Oliver Twist a couple of weeks before. Nadia sat slumped, staring blankly out the front window. After a few minutes, Ramsay coughed and nodded at her. She didn't even acknowledge him. Ramsay coughed again. Nothing from Nadia. He stretched out a leg and kicked her. Ow! Nadia glared at her brother. What? Are you okay, dear? Miss Page asked from the counter. Ramsay frowned and jerked his head towards the back of the store. Okay, okay! Nadia stood up and marched away. Weird. Ramsay wanted to read alone or... No, this was what they always did. Went to two separate places when one of them had a book from the display. But why? Lacey eased off the chair, doubled over to hide herself from Ramsay's view, and tiptoed towards the back of the shop. She peeked around a shelf of language learning workbooks. Nadia stood, slowly spinning a rack of kids' magazines. She looked around, took a deep breath, and spun harder. The rack teetered and then crashed sideways, its fall shortened by a child-sized wooden bench. "Is everything all right?" Miss Page called. Nadia scurried away and slid out the side door. Lacey straightened, mouth open. Now what happened here? Miss Page turned the corner. Oh, they'll get all bent. Before Miss Page could notice her, Lacey backed away and scurried to the front of the shop. She saw Sophie out of the corner of her eye taking a seat in the reading circle with Ramsay. Lacey edged out the front door and dashed towards the alley. She peered into the space between the bookstore and the bakery. Nadia was just taking a book from a man. She turned, opened the side door, and disappeared back inside the shop. Lacey felt like a leaf blowing around in a tornado as she whirled back towards the front entrance. Wait, no. Sophie was inside. She'd stay here and see what the man did. Nothing. The guy just leaned against the bookstore and scrolled on his phone. So he just... donated a book to the bookstore? Why all the secrecy, then? Miss Page got boxes and boxes of donated literature all the time. Maybe Lacey should go talk to him. Oh, sure, 'cause nothing about talking to a strange man in an alley sounded sketchy or dangerous. 3 minutes ticked by as Lacey peered around the corner at the college-aged guy. He was pale and skinny. He definitely needed to stop hanging out in shaded alleyways. The side door opened, and Ramsay stepped into view and handed the guy a book. This was so bizarre. Wait, the man pulled an envelope from inside his jacket and handed it over to Ramsay. Ramsay stuffed the envelope into his own hoodie. "Get a clearer picture of the copyright page next time," the man said. A thumb blocked part of the information. "We have to work fast," Ramsay said. "We can't always manage to work after hours. Sometimes she's just a few feet away." "I don't care. Just do it right. I need an early copy of A Little Princess by Frances Hodgson Burnett." The man started to walk towards the street, looking over his shoulder at Ramsay. "If there are illustrations, you'll need to get them all, and clearly..." "We'll try." "No money for trying, kid," the man said. Lacey ducked out of sight and skittered back towards the bookstore entrance. She walked in just as Nadia was pushing the ladder into place in front of the rare books. She held out her hand to Sophie. "Thanks for holding it. I can take it now." Sophie flipped through the pages of the book. "This is gorgeous. When was it published?" She flipped to the copyright page. "Wow, I bet it's a first edition." "Hello, all of the books in the cases are early editions. Can I have it, please? Aunt Paige likes us to be careful with them." "I know. I heard her say this one had loose binding." Sophie ran her hand down the spine. "Seems really tight to me, though. And the pages are so crisp, not all crumbly on the edges like you'd think they'd be." "Just hand it over before it gets damaged." Nadia grabbed at the book.
"No."
Sophie took a step back. "I'd like to talk to Miss Page about it first. Ask her some questions. She's busy cleaning up a mess, and it's not nice to make her climb up and down this ladder. She's at least 42, so let me put the book away. Now."
"Nadia, you're not calling me old, are you?"
Miss Page stepped towards the counter area.
"Mess is all cleaned up. Now, Sophie, what would you like to know about Silas Marner?"
"How you find first editions that seem almost new?" Sophie handed the book back to Miss Page. Lacey watched Nadia slump against the ladder, face going pale.
"New? Why, this one has such a loose binding. I was thinking of sending it off to a book restorer in London."
Miss Page's forehead wrinkled.
"I thought the binding was loose."
She flipped through the pages,
and the print on some of the pages was so faded, but maybe I had a headache that day.
She flipped back to the front of the book.
1860? Well, that's not right. Silas Marner wasn't published until 1861. What is going on here?
Ramsey swung the shop door open and Lacey jumped to the side. "You again?" He rolled his eyes. "Nadia, you coming? Time to go. Bye, Aunt Paige."
"Goodbye,"
Miss Paige said, moving back behind the counter with the book.
I can put the book back up on the shelf," Nadia said. "Oh, no. I must have put the wrong copy up there. The first edition is lying around here somewhere, I'm sure. You go on."
Miss Page sat down on her stool. Nadia frowned at Sophie. "Are you happy? Now she is so stressed out." Sophie shrugged. "I'll climb the ladder for her if she wants me to."
"Nadia, coming?" Ramsey said.
Nadia huffed and followed her brother outside. Lacey watched through the window as the siblings stopped on the sidewalk, Nadia making motions with her hands, head and mouth moving in sharp jerks. Ramsey glanced towards the shop and met Lacey's gaze through the window. Lacey turned and fled towards Sophie, but not before catching another glance at those stormy eyes that said, "If I had a donut right now, I'd smash it in your face."
"This is so strange,"
Miss Page mumbled, still flipping through the book. Sophie motioned Lacey to follow her towards the back reading area. "Find out anything?" she asked. Lacey rolled the hem of her shirt between her fingers.
"Maybe? I don't know."
Nadia took a book from a man in the alley, and then she came back in here. A short time later, Ramsey came out and gave a book back to the man. This other guy gave Ramsey money and said he wanted a copy of A Little Princess next. He also said something about pictures, getting them clear. Something about a thumb on the copyright page and illustrations. Lacey shook her head. "It's like he's trading books with Nadia and Ramsey." Sophie nodded. "I think that's exactly what's going on. Except this other guy, he's not just trading. I was sitting in the reading circle up front with Ramsey as he leafed through Silas Marner. Even from two armchairs away, I could see how loose the binding was on the spine. The edges of the pages were really discolored, too.
Not long after you went outside, Nadia came towards the front of the shop. She called Ramsay over to look at a new display of mugs. They were both hidden from view, and a short time later, here comes Nadia holding Silas Marner. She plops down in the reading circle. "Good book?" I asked, and she looks at me all grumpy. "It's a classic, isn't it?" she says, as if that answers my question. "Both you and your brother seem interested in it. Are you reading it for school?" I asked. She grunts, and she says something I can't understand, and opens the book. That's when I saw it. The binding wasn't loose. The pages weren't discolored. And when I offered to hold it while she got the ladder in place by the case, I got an even closer look. Lacey, it was not the same book Miss Page got off the shelf a few minutes before. Lacey squinted. But how? They're trading, Lacey. Switching originals out for replicas. They're doing what? Lacey gasped. Come on, we'd better talk with Miss Page, Sophie said, leading the way back to the front counter. But they're her own niece and nephew, Lacey whispered. They wouldn't do that, would they? She caught a hold of Sophie's sleeve. We can't just walk up to her and accuse her own relatives of stealing and deceit. Miss Page is like the sweetest person on earth. It'll break her heart. Sophie paused. Lacey, you're one of the most tender people I know. How would you feel if I knew somebody was taking advantage of that sweet trust and lying right to your face? But I didn't tell you just to save your feelings. Lacey gulped. I'd feel insulted and betrayed by both you and this imaginary traitor. Sophie nodded. Miss Page can handle the truth. Okay, let's go. Lacey and Sophie had just stepped up to the counter where Miss Page was still frowning at the crisp replica of Silas Marner when Ramsay and Nadia edged back into the shop. Uh-oh, Lacey nudged Sophie. Now what? Should they do the big reveal while the culprits breathed down their necks? Nadia grinned and waved like Sophie and Lacey were her old friends. We're back, she chirped. She sauntered over to the counter, strawberry blonde hair now loose over her shoulders as she fiddled with her hair clip. Ramsay forgot something in the back study corner. She peered at Lacey. Hey, you must go to that religious school. Easton Christian? Do you like wearing a uniform?
Uniform? School? What was up with the chattiness?
It saves me from trying to figure out what to wear, Lacey fumbled. Hey, look what I found. Ramsay jogged out from between the shelves with a cinnamon-colored volume in his hands. The first edition! Miss Page's head jerked up. What? Ramsay slid the book across the counter. Yep, safe and sound. Miss Page inspected the loose binding and flipped open to the copyright page.
Yes, this is the correct volume.
She fingered the replica.
Then where did this other one come from? And with such an odd copyright page, I must have an expert take a look at it.
A misprint, Nadia said. Maybe it came in a box of donations. I'll put it back in the basement with the other unsorted.
No, Miss Page laid the first edition side by side with the replica. No, this is serious. Someone out there is trying to pass off replica editions as the real McCoy. Collectors will be deceived. Bookstore owners taken in. I must get to the bottom of this.
Ramsay's fingers inched across the counter towards the two copies of Silas Marner. I wouldn't worry about it, Aunt Page. Miss Page stacked the books and slid them into her shoulder bag.
I'll stop by Mr. Vaughn's antique shop right now before he closes and get his advice.
Lacey bit her lip and looked at Sophie. What should they do? Blurt out the truth that Nadia and Ramsay were sneaky cons?
Awkward. Jesus, what do we do? Lacey prayed silently.
This is why you shouldn't hold on to those valuable books, Aunt Paige, Nadia burst out. People might steal them right out from under your nose. You could sell the collection and use the profits to improve the store. You could...
Now, which one of my trustworthy customers are you accusing of stealing? Miss Paige asked. She smiled from one teen to the next. Maybe Lacey here, or Sophie. I mean, really, Nadia. And seeing as you and Ramsay will inherit the bookstore one day, I'd hardly think you'd steal from yourselves.
Miss Paige laughed, but the sound petered away as she stared at Nadia.
Child, what's wrong?
Lacey turned to get a better look at Miss Paige's niece. Nadia was down on the floor, hugging her knees to her chest and starting to sob.
Nadia, Ramsay said between his teeth.
You wouldn't listen, Nadia said, voice angry and choked. But I hate this. I hate lying to you.
Lying to me?
Miss Paige hurried around the counter and hunkered down next to Nadia. She rubbed her niece's back.
About what?
Nadia just cried harder, elbowing Ramsay away when he bent to whisper something harsh in her ear. She lifted her head long enough to point at Sophie and Lacey.
Ask them. I bet they've figured it out.
Miss Paige straightened.
Girls?
Aunt Paige, Ramsay began. Ramsay, it's over. Either you explain it or let them, Nadia snapped. I told you, I hate this. Miss Paige gave Ramsay a long, waiting look and then turned back to Lacey and Sophie.
Go ahead, she said.
Sophie took a deep breath. Lacey and Nora noticed Nadia and Ramsay acting kind of peculiar. Sophie turned to Lacey.
Why don't you tell this part?
Lacey twisted her fingers together as she explained the odd behavior involving the rare books. Ramsay and Nadia in the alley. The skinny college guy and his instructions about taking pictures. And the mailed envelopes.
I don't understand, Miss Paige said. What are you driving at?
Sophie pointed up at the shelves. I think if you looked at Little Women and Oliver Twist and maybe some others, you'd find they're too new-looking, like that misstated copy of Silas Marner in your bag.
But you mean the early editions have been switched out for newer copies? Then what's happened to the originals?
Sophie nodded towards Nadia and Ramsay.
Only they know for sure.
Nadia finally lifted her red, blotchy face. She shoved her disheveled hair out of her eyes and stood.
We sold them, Aunt Paige, to a guy who made replicas of the originals. We sent him pictures of copyright pages, illustrations, binding color and design, that sort of thing. And traded the books with him in the alley for replicas and cash.
And? Miss Paige asked, her voice faint. We didn't keep the money, Ramsay said, lifting his chin. We sent it to Aunt Patricia to help save the bookstore. You were going to tank sometime soon. We were doing good, helping you and saving our inheritance.
I see.
Miss Paige turned and looked at the glass-covered shelves of rare books.
How many?
Seven, Nadia said, voice flat. We brought in over $14,000.
Oh.
Miss Paige rubbed a hand over the cinnamon roll of her updo.
And Patricia knew about this? How about Pamela?
Mom doesn't know anything about this, and Aunt Patricia thought you knew. Nadia whispered, tears welling up in her eyes.
But we told her you didn't want to talk about it. We all know how much you treasure those books.
I do, Miss Paige said. I treasure many beautiful things, including the truth, including my niece and nephew. She turned to Lacey and Sophie.
Thank you, young ladies. I appreciate your help.
Her voice trembled, but I believe I need some time to talk to Nadia and Ramsay
alone.
Lacey's heart twisted. Miss Page looked so sad and hurt. Would she have rather not known? Not known that she could be betrayed by people she loved so much? She grabbed her backpack from her original spy post and followed Sophie out onto the sidewalk. My dad has been texting, asking where I was for the past 30 minutes, Sophie said. I have to go to work. She looked down at the sidewalk. Well, I guess you and Nora have good instinct. Lacey shuffled. I feel like a tattletale. She walked with Sophie toward the bakery. Sophie shook her head. I don't think that's why we feel so bad. It's all just so complicated. Not all cut and dry like a break-in by a complete stranger, you know? When trust is broken, it breaks hearts. Sophie tugged the bakery door open. But knowing Miss Page, she'll look for a way to heal. For everybody. Lacey hiked her backpack up onto her shoulder and trudged towards home. Tears pricked at her eyes. This would be an ideal day to sit at the kitchen bar and talk the whole thing through with Mom. But Mom was off touring Cambridge today. God, Lacey whispered, help Miss Page. She's so sad right now, and I think Nadia is too. I don't know about Ramsay. Lacey shivered. She would definitely not go anywhere near him for a while. But anywhere hearts are broken, you want to heal, right? Please, untangle this mess. Lacey turned down her street and saw both Flora and Aunt Nina's cars in the driveway. Her heart lightened just a little. With those two debating and colluding over some crazy meal prep in the kitchen, there was sure to be some comic relief in her near future. Another car pulled into the Winters' driveway. Ira? What was Ira doing home again? Now there was another tangle. His and Carmen's currently rocky relationship, which Lacey did not even want to touch with a 10-foot pole. Lacey waved as Ira got out of his car. People were just so complicated. But maybe an evening with her complicated, quirky siblings and aunt was just the thing to spin this day around to a good ending.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Academy Days. If you would like access to bonus episodes, sign up for my newsletter at judithdestefano.com. Thank you to everybody who's left a review. If you haven't taken the time to do so and you really do enjoy the show, please leave some thoughts down below. Thank you so much for your time. Bye!